and welcome to Ace Your Space, Declutter Your Life, Free Your Time, Reclaim Your Energy. I'm Leanne Pruitt, your host, and I am really excited about today's interview. We have my friend Jason Long with us today. Hello, Jason. Thank you so much for being here.
Hey, Leanne. Thanks for having me on. I'm super, super, super excited about sharing today.
We're gonna have some fun. So, okay, so guys, I gotta tell you about Jason. I gotta tell you a few things about him. So I'm gonna read your little bio here because it's really interesting. And you said it better than I can say it. So growing up, Jason was considered a lot of things: smart, talented, classically trained pianist, and accomplished horse showman by the age of 14. He was outgoing and friendly, and he succeeded at every single thing he set out to do. But for the most part, he was best known for being the fat kid. Living a life of constant failure from years of negative self-image and doubt, a massive change in mindset about his own personal results taught him to realize he had to become the kind of person who had healthy goals and dreams. If you aren't where you want to be personally, financially, physically, in a life that brings you joy, inspiring the people around you, and living the healthy lifestyle you deserve, then Jason's job is to coach you to discover what must change within you to become the person who will make your goals and dreams come true. I love that.
And, you know, I love it too. That seems like a really good person to know, right?
I know. Yeah. Where do we find him? I don't know. You know, and I love the fact it's like, how do you become that person? You know, just interestingly, I'll share this. I was actually on a call just before this interview, kind of like a question and answer with this guy that's kind of a mentor, you know, a mindset mentor to me. And somebody was asking him about, like, you know, weight loss. And he made the comment. He says, if you're telling your mind that you want to lose weight, when you lose weight, your mind has no choice but to have you gain weight back so that it can lose it again. It's like what you're telling your mind, and you don't want to become the person that loses weight. You want to become the healthy person. So it's so interesting, like the mind and how it works and what we tell each other.
Yeah. I've been a lifetime. I was considered the fat kid, and my parents enrolled me into a weight loss program when I was the age of 10 because I was overweight. And of course, my parents were both overweight at the same time. And I grew up in a life of being overweight, and they didn't want me to have that same journey. And unfortunately, that weight loss program taught me how to have a negative self-image. And, you know, you weighed yourself every week, and if you did great, everyone cheered and shouted. And if you didn't lose weight, they're like, you're a bad person. Try again next week. And I began at that age associating success with losing weight. And so it sent me into this lifetime battle of weight. And I suffered the full spectrum of eating disorders. I'm both anorexic and a chronic overeater, and have the negative mindset that go along with that from that journey. But it wasn't until, and even though I'm a licensed dietitian, I've got 2 master's degrees in nutrition, and I've spent my whole life talking about nutrition, it wasn't until I finally just got clear in my mind that kind of, and I love the fact that you know, you talk about clutter, because I had to get rid of all of that negative clutter that just continued to tell me over and over and over again that I wasn't worthy, I wasn't capable, I wasn't all of those things, until I finally just went, you know what, I just need to get rid of all that stupid clutter in my head about it, and then I can become the person that is a healthy person. And weight is irrelevant. I had to become that person. You know, you just don't wake up tomorrow and decide to be a marathon runner or bodybuilder or any of those things. That you become that person, and that's only when you change that mindset about it. And so it's so true that mindset controls every piece of our healthy lifestyle.
You're right. I love that. So you know what? I love the name of your website, your company, 4 Things to Change, and that's exactly kind of what we've been talking about right here. Yep. So, what kind of things did you have to change? I mean, of course, you had to become the healthy person, but what other kind of things did you have to change to get where you are now?
Yeah, well, to talk about that website, forthingstochange.com is one of my main websites that I work with, that has all my health and nutrition and fitness stuff on there. But it actually came from a very famous quote by my very, very favorite personal development guru named Jim Rohn. He says, "For things to change, you must change." And I was given that quote actually after I had just failed miserably at a weight loss challenge for 3 months, I went through this weight loss challenge and I lost 3 pounds and I was just devastated. Mm-hmm. And, again, I'm a fitness and nutrition right. professional and I was struggling and I went to one of my friends who had a weight loss challenge and I lost those 3 pounds and I came into her and I was like, this is horrible. 3 months and I've lost 3 pounds. Your program sucks. And you know, this is where this came from. She looked at me and she said, you know, Jason, the program doesn't suck. It's just, and this is going to get some of your listeners and viewers really caught off guard. As a mental health therapist and professional personal trainer, my friend looked at me and she said, you know, Jason, you're just fat, you're just lazy, and you're irresponsible. And when you get through those things and realize that those things don't define you, then you'll get better. You'll figure out how to get better. And she gave me Jim Rohn's name and she gave me that quote that day. And I was so furious with her because how dare my best friend tell me I was fat. I was 300 pounds at that time. And she didn't say any lies. She was just being truthful. And I went home and I fumed for 3 days about it. I refused to do anything but eat and drink myself silly because that's what I would do. And on the third day, I looked at that quote and started reading Jim Rohn. And he said, for things to change, you must change. For things to get better, you must get better. And I use that so often, you know, that if you don't like where you are health-wise, then you have to change. You know, your parents aren't going to change. Your kids aren't going to change. The food's not going to change. You have to change. You have to decide to put different food in your body. For if you don't like your bank account, like you're the one that takes care of that. So no one's going to just randomly decide to pay you more money. You have to change jobs or you have to change your skill set or you need to do something for you to take responsibility for that. And as I began to understand that quote more and more and more, for things to change, I had to change. And so it puts all the responsibility back on me, regardless of what it is I want in my life, whether it's health and wellness or, you know, need to change anything about my life. I'm the one that has to change it. No one else is going to fix it for me. No one's going to change. No one's going to do anything. That just doesn't happen. And so it also goes to the point where people are like, well, you know, so-and-so is ugly to me, or I don't like that girl in my office, or all these things. And you have two choices. You can either continue complaining about it, or you can just change your mindset about that person and realize you're not going to change them. And the only thing you can change is you. And when you finally take full accountability and responsibility, then I have to change. And so that website, that quote, I've said it probably a million times in the last 10, 15 years. But that quote just continually comes back for every single person that I've ever coached and worked with, that you can give me all the excuses you want to in the world why your life is miserable or why you're fat, lazy, and irresponsible.
Yeah.
But until you want to fix those things, you have to change. And it's a quote written on my wall over here. It's everywhere. But forthingstochange.com is just, it just says everything to me.
You know, I love that. First of all, I love Mr. Jim Rohn. I've got a book of his quotes over there and I just adore him and his quotes. He's amazing. But I want to touch on something you said there. You talked about it's your responsibility to change. But you know, like the thing about that though, is like, it's when it is your responsibility, the thing is you are the one that can change it. You're not a victim. You're not waiting or looking on anybody else. It's like you have control. You have control and choice. It's like, that's actually the big hopeful thing about it is like, you're the one that can, you have what it takes to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I tell people all the time, you know, tomorrow it's just a choice. You have to wake up tomorrow and make the decision that it's a different choice. You have a choice whether to go through McDonald's drive-thru in the morning or spend 2 minutes making your breakfast or learning how to pre-make breakfast in the morning. So you don't waste time and energy and input, make bad choices going to work in the morning. And people use excuses. They say, well, you know, my kids are late getting out of bed, or I have to sleep in the morning and all those things. And that's still a choice. It's your choice to hit snooze 5 times. It's your choice to let your children sleep in and ruin your day. And then don't even get me started on, you know, people using their kids as an excuse for their lack of health and wellness, because that to me just is infuriating when you blame your children that you're not healthy. Just is
gotcha.
Crazy talk to me. But when you realize that all of those things are choices, your mm-hmm. choice to sit at night and watch television for 3 hours, binge watching and eating ice cream, it's a choice. You have just as much a choice to have not eaten the ice cream or done something different. And, you know, I teach people to eat in a very balanced way and eat a very mindful way. It doesn't, I'm not going to tell people they have to eat, you know, grilled chicken and broccoli for the rest of their life. Cause I, first off, I'm mostly vegetarian and I'm allergic to chicken. So I would never eat chicken and broccoli. So you have to teach people how to make different choices. And I don't like better or bad or good. I like different.
Right.
Make a different choice, make a healthier choice, make a choice that gets you closer to becoming that person that you want to become. That person who's a competitive marathon runner doesn't sit on the couch for 3 hours watching television, eating ice cream every night. They're probably right. already in bed so they can go run in the morning.
Yeah.
Right? Exactly. It's a choice, your choice.
I love that. I love that. All right, let me ask you, the title of this online show is Ace Your Space, Declutter Your Life,
yeah.
Free Your Time, Reclaim Your Energy. So what is Ace Your Space or the title of the series? What does that mean to you?
Well, I have to admit, I haven't always been the tidiest person. And mm-hmm. I suffered from lots of vices in my life. And one of them was just being horribly cluttered. I didn't like putting my toys away as a child. I didn't like cleaning my room. I didn't like any of those kind of things. And what was so interesting to me, even when we started chatting about this, is that I can see a very distinct change in my life when I finally made the choice to change my choices and be a healthier person. And when you make healthy routines and change those things, all of a sudden you become much more dedicated to being routined and having things where they need to be and being really structured in your life. And people think it's kind of boring because they're like, oh, you eat the same things, you know, all the time. Well, I don't eat the same things all the time, but I definitely don't change things every day. And I always eat on the same schedules. And when I looked at my calendar, I realized that the reason that I didn't eat properly or eat on a regular basis is because I didn't have a routine. I didn't have a schedule and it was just erratic all the time. And we do it constantly. We're like, oh, I'm so busy. And all of a sudden it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon and I haven't eaten all day. Well, it's just about being cluttered and unorganized and not having that organized routine to know that, no, I need to eat breakfast and I need a snack and I need a lunch and I need a snack and I need all these things, and putting that in your calendar and organizing it. It's no different than having, I mean, you can see my desk. I'm a very organized person today. My whole life has to be this organized because I do so many calls and I have so many clients and so much going on that if I wasn't so structured and I wasn't so organized and didn't have those things organized out, then I wouldn't be able to take care of my clients. And I definitely wouldn't be able to take care of my own health and wellness. Mm-hmm. So even when I'm coaching people, one of the first things that I work with is decluttering all the excuses that they have mm-hmm. about why they can't be healthy. Well, if you don't know how to meal prep, then let's learn how to meal prep, because that's going to help change your mindset about not having time or not having food or not having anything. If I can teach you that, I don't even need to teach you to eat healthy or what's actually in it. If I can just get you to get that clutter out of your mindset about, I can spend 2 hours on a Sunday afternoon and prep most of my meals for the rest of this week. Right. And I open my refrigerator and it looks like it's boxes of food and everything's so organized. It's all decent versus just, you know, going to the grocery store and just throwing a bunch of junk in the refrigerator and going, now what do I do with it? I mean, I don't know how to fix all of that stuff. And that's just clutter keeping you from using what you have to be organized and be healthy. So it was a definite distinct change when I changed all of this. Everything around me became so much more organized and mm-hmm. decluttered because it just got in the way.
You know, I love that. I kind of had an aha moment when you were talking. It's almost like, you know, for me, clutter is really anything that gets in the way of your goals and your dreams. You know, of course, I work with people on physical clutter, but it's also, you know, it's digital, spiritual, mental, health and wellness, financial. And I have a question that I'm going to ask you about this in a second. But it just occurred to me, it's like, when you decide, like, for like, say, like, it, like if fitness is your entree or something, when you decide that your body is keeping you from the goals and dreams that you want, and you start cleaning that up and you see these other things, like maybe the clutter, the piles in the corner, or maybe like the financial clutter or other things, it's like you automatically start addressing it because you're going towards your goals and dreams. So
yep,
it's like absolutely. They all kind of tie together.
They do. Everything's parallel.
Now, when somebody has the, like the clutter of, you know, their body is unhealthy, they're carrying weight they don't need to carry, or they have health issues. What kind of ways have you seen that like interfere in what people really want to do?
Well, first off, most people, despite what they say, and this is where I get into trouble. I get some nasty grams a lot of times when I call people out. But the whole idea about body shaming, fat shaming, and those kind of things, most of the time, those are malicious intents from people. But like my friend who told me I was fat, lazy, and irresponsible, she didn't mean it in a malicious manner. She was just simply being honest with me. And it required someone to be really honest and be really open about that. And so when someone comes to me and says that, you know, they're overweight or they're not healthy or they just don't feel well and all these other things and they need to make some changes, one of the main things that we have to address with them is what's getting in the way of them wanting to be healthier. Like what excuses and what problems do they have that gets in the way of them wanting to make those changes in their life? So it doesn't really matter if I teach them about fitness or nutrition or anything. Like I don't even have to start there. But one of the main things that I start with is just having people be aware of what they're actually putting in their body. So if they start tracking their food, and that's one of the very first things that I see, then it automatically shows them that this is a stumbling block for them. And if they don't get a handle on knowing exactly what they're putting in their body, then they're never going to get to those results that they want. You can't just randomly eat, you know, what you consider healthy and get results. Like you might get results. It's the whole idea behind a diet program, just reduce your calories and make smart choices. But still at the end of the day, the limitations that people have mentally and physically all go hand in hand when they don't know what they're putting in their body. And so although it's tedious and people hate it, you know, I have people, all of my clients for the first 2 weeks of working with me one-on-one, they have to track every single thing that goes in their body. I say, if you're eating, you better be writing. Like it doesn't matter what it is. I don't really care what the choice was. It needs to be in your food journal. And as soon as I do that, it's like magic. It's totally magic. They come back and they go, oh my God, now I see how much sugar I'm eating, or now I see how much soda I'm drinking, or now I see how many calories I'm eating, or probably even worse, people say, I'm not eating anything. Like I thought I was eating a lot and I'm not eating.
Yeah.
And those limitations that they think are keeping them from being healthy are not the limitations at all. Mm-hmm. It's the limitation of just not knowing the information and not being fully aware, and they can't achieve their goals because they just simply don't know. They don't know because they don't track it. They don't see it. And so they never reach these goals that they want. And it's interesting. It's not usually a physical limitation of someone not being able to do something. It's just, they've never been aware of what the limitation really is. And it's pure magic. People say, we want a magic pill. I'll give you a magic pill. Download my fitness pal and start tracking your food for the next 2 weeks. And then call me and tell me why you've been failing, because you'll figure it out on your own.
You know, there's a couple of things you said there that were really interesting. You know, you mentioned that when people come to you, first of all, and they want to work with you, and you say, let's first see what's getting in the way. And of course, part of that is, you know, the diet, you know, fitness tracking and that sort of stuff. But it occurs to me, it's like the mental and the mindset stuff that are the real clutter.
Yep.
It's not the diet or that, you know, you ate a cookie. It's like, nope. You know, it's nope. The 20 cookies you didn't realize that you ate. And it's also, I mean, and I tell this to people when they're, you know, when they're doing clutter, it's like, you need to know, like, you got to look in those cabinets that you don't want to look in. You got to look in those rooms. Like, you got to know your starting point. It's like, if I gave you, somebody said, I heard this reference. They said, if I put you down somewhere in the desert and you have no idea where you are, and I could even give you a map and say, get to California. But if you don't know the starting point, you're not going to get there.
Yep. Yep. It happens all the time. People are like, oh, I ask people all the time what diet programs they've been a part of. And they tell me every one of them, they've done them all. And I've done them all. I've tried all of it. Yep. And you know, that diet mentality is how people fake themselves into believing that they're getting healthy. They think that it's the fix that's going to get them healthy. And, you know, speaking from my own personal experience of trying everything in the world and still ending up at 300 pounds and in the worst shape of my life as a fat personal trainer, like I've been there, I know what that's like. And it's not that at all. It's 100% being aware. And even today, Leanne, this is the interesting thing. People say to me, well, you know, you've done this your whole life. You know what it's like. Oh, you're a nutritionist, so it's easy for you to do these things. Well, you know what? 10 years ago when I was 300 pounds, I didn't do this at all. My life wasn't like this at all. And when I started the whole tracking process, I just told myself, you know what, I've been going back to my own personal story. I've been so successful my whole life, despite my lack of effort. Mm-hmm. And because of that, I was ill-trained as a young person in this world to actually work, because everything came so easy to me. But when it came to my own personal health and wellness, I never studied it. I never did the work myself. And so I thought, you know what, I'm going to track everything I put in my body for a full month and see what happens. And oddly enough, and I prove this point to my clients all the time, if you go back to my MyFitnessPal where I track all my stuff, I have over 10 years of data. Every single day. I bet you in those 10 years, there's only maybe 15 or 20 days that I don't have entries, mm-hmm. whether it was, you know, I'm on a remote island somewhere, don't have access or whatever, stuff like that. But I still today track every, even though I eat the same things and I measure my food every day and I'm very, very strict with what I put in my body. I still track it and I still measure things to make sure, because it's so easy to convince yourself that this spoonful is a tablespoon. And then before you know it, that's a heaping tablespoon. And then you're like, well, I have a little more. And all of a sudden you're one serving of mayonnaise, which isn't bad for you. You're actually eating four servings of mayonnaise and you think that you're only eating, well, I'm just having a little mayonnaise, but mm-hmm. you're eating a lot.
Yeah.
And you have to take personal inventory of that, and that having that tracking like that, like I'll show my clients, if they start complaining, I'll be like, I've got 10 years. If you think that I don't do the work, you're sorely mistaken. Mm-hmm. I still do it every day because it's that important. And I think that's the same thing with anyone looking at, with making changes, even in like, you know, just organizing their space. It's a daily activity. Mm-hmm. You have to consciously make an effort of, you know, does this serve me?
Right.
Where does it live and where does it need to go? And if I take 2 seconds to put it back where it goes, it makes sense. But if I just forget about the system and the routine, then very quickly your life can become recluttered and out of control again. And it's just the same way with your food.
Well, and you know, and just what shows up in my mind when you say this is just being intentional, mm-hmm. being intentional versus being, you know, really put intention into your life. You know?
Mindfulness in everything that we do, being mindful when you sit down and eat in front of the television and you're watching, I don't know, you're watching How to Get Away with Murder for 2 hours eating mm-hmm. dinner, you're just shoveling food down your throat and you're like, oh, there's some leftovers over there, I'll get that, especially right now. You know, how long this is going to be live on your systems and how many people watch this whenever, but right now we're in the middle of the COVID crisis and, you know, people are struggling eating at home and not knowing what to do. And they're just eating whatever happens to be in their fridge and they're not being mindful about any part of that. That just continually compounds on them about not making good decisions all the time.
Yeah. I have to admit I've had a COVID eating episode or two myself.
So I'm with you.
I completely get that.
So. I've been there myself. It happens to us all.
So you just kind of touched on this about mindset and motivation. And how can our mindset and motivation level or lack thereof show up like as clutter? And what do we do? Like how do you address people to change and to shift their mindset?
So there's a couple of exercises I do. And first off, you mentioned where we both talked about Jim Rohn, and I made the decision early in my career path and in my personal and professional life together that personal development would be the foundation for everything for me. And so mm-hmm. I'm reading constantly. I listen to podcasts constantly. I read personal books about all kinds of things. And Jim Rohn says, you know, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And I took that to heart when I heard that from Jim. And I realized that, you know, of course, Jim is no longer alive with us, but he lives on forever in all of his works online. And I made a decision that Jim was going to be in my top five. And so when I say, you know, my five top people, like I listen to Jim Rohn every single day. I hear he has a very unique voice. And I hear, you know, for things to change, you must change. I hear it in Jim's little quirky voice. And I tell myself that when you're trying to make those changes in your mindset and trying to get there, you have to first start with that. That's the reason my website's called For Things to Change. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got to first start there. First, start here where you are with what you have and realize, what can I change today? Something small that I can change today. Can I not hit the snooze bar 3 times this morning and get out of bed 20 minutes earlier? Can I just start there? Don't do anything with the 20 minutes. Don't have this grand plan to go and, you know, trash everything out of your fridge and your pantry tomorrow because it's unhealthy, or don't make this grand plan to start running 3 miles every day because you're not going to do it. But let's just start where we are with something that we can do and work on that over time. And each day, as Jim says, you know, 1% better each day. Just what can I do today to be 1% better? And so if that's simply just getting up and being mindful for 20 minutes, just taking some time to relax and wake myself up or whatever it is. I have a very strict morning routine. I'm a very routined morning person. Mm-hmm. And if that routine gets out of whack, then I can definitely tell it. But, you know, I help people really see that, well, let's just start somewhere with small little steps. And one of those things that that I work with, especially for people on the mindset end, mm-hmm. is what they say to themselves here. The things that we say to her, we are our own worst bullies. We tell ourselves the dumbest shit all day long. and we, no one else in the world can be as ugly to us as we can be to ourselves. True. And so I have several exercises I work with my friends and clients on, just that negative self-talk. And one of them is, and this is my favorite, I do this work called I Am. And I have people go to their mirror every morning and take a dry erase marker. I still do this actually sometimes myself. Take a dry erase marker and go to your mirror. Now, some people are really short and can't hardly reach their mirrors, and that's fine. but you go and you take your mirror and you write, I am dot, dot, dot. And you just start writing some positive things that you think about yourself today. Where are you today? Right. You know, I am. And come up with something. It could be as simple as, I'm proud that I got up 10 minutes early. Mm-hmm. I am excited about going for a walk later. I am working on my health and wellness. Whatever it is that fits you at that point that can mm-hmm. tell yourself something positive. And here's the key, Leanne. A month later, things like, I am beautiful shows up on that mirror.
Yeah.
I am wonderfully made. I am excited about my life. Those things begin to change on that mirror, and you write it on that mirror and you look at it every single time you're in the bathroom, and then you erase it at night, and tomorrow morning you start all over again. And man, that exercise, I get the best tear-jerking messages from clients that take screenshots of it and say, today's the first day I've ever been able to tell myself I'm beautiful. And I'm, you know, it just, I get so emotional talking to my clients constantly, because that's when that change happens. That's when they become important enough to make a better decision about their health and wellness. It doesn't matter what I teach them. If they're not feeling responsible enough and loving enough to make those changes, none of that's going to stick.
Right.
And so that mindset shift, whew, you know, I mean, that's all I work for. That's the reason I do what I do every day.
I love that. That's great. I think I'm gonna adopt that too. I am. I like that. Go find my priorities marker. That's cool.
It's a good one.
Now, you mentioned earlier, we talked about like people when they start with working with you, and you're like, you send them to do the you know, track their food. That's like the first step that you have them track. Mm-hmm. So that's like a really, that's like, I guess, the place to start when you up-level your fitness to see what you're bringing in. Before you start looking at what you're doing, I guess, workout wise or that sort of thing. What pitfalls do you see people make when they're trying to up level their fitness, when they want to do, what mistakes do they make?
Oh, I hate to say it, but almost everything people do is a mistake.
Yeah.
It's really frustrating from my perspective. I'm a very straightforward person. I'm a very honest person, and I say exactly what's on my mind. Mm-hmm. And I get, you know, not everyone is my kind of client. Not everyone can handle my abrupt approach when it comes to stuff like this. And when people start to want to make changes, like they want, well, I'll give this example. So one of my main, modes of operation in my business is an 8-week weight loss challenge. Mm-hmm. And we have people from all over the world that come every 8 weeks, and we do a concentrated 8-week weight loss challenge. It's run kind of in a Biggest Loser type of style. They pay a nominal fee to get in it, and then we give that money back as a prize for the person, the top three people who lose the most weight. Mm-hmm. And here's the kicker. Like they come to this weight loss challenge thinking that they're going to lose weight. Like that's, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to win money. And my personal coach, he has told me hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times, you have to sell people what they want, but you give them what they need.
What they need. Right.
And I sell them the idea that they're going to lose weight over an 8-week period. What I give them is a big old ass kicking and a whole lot of mindset transformation.
Yep.
They get very little about meal plans. Like I give them a sample meal plan and I'm capable of writing a meal plan because I'm a dietitian, but they're never going to get a meal plan from me. They're never going to get a written out workout plan from me because people don't do those things. They want them. They're like, I want a meal plan and I want a workout plan and I want you to tell me a grocery list. If you'll just give me a grocery list, then it's going to be okay. And here's my answer to them. You know, don't wish it, this is another Jim Rohn quote. Don't wish it were easier. Don't wish that you had a meal plan that gave you all the answers. Don't wish that you had a grocery list to take to the grocery store and read off of. Don't wish that you could get out of bed 15 minutes earlier. Don't wish that you were better at meal prepping. Wish you were better. Don't wish it were easier. Wish you were better. Be right. Better at getting up in the morning. Be better at making better choices. Be better at learning how to cook your own food. Be better at going to the grocery store and reading labels. Mm-hmm. Take responsibility for those things. And that 8-week challenge, I grew up Pentecostal, so I get really excited and animated. And by the time we're done with our weekly calls, it's like I need to pass the offering plate because I just get, I'm sweaty and I'm excited. And I usually throw around a lot of F-bombs by the time we're done. But you know, people get it. Like people finally realize that, and I don't ever name diets because I don't get sued, but the diet plan, the companies and the plans don't work. Mm-hmm. They don't work. They work for 3 weeks and you get some results and you might lose 20 pounds, but why the hell are you back here in my weight loss challenge this 8 weeks? Why did you come back here if that was supposed to work?
Right.
Why are we doing this over again? Why are we starting from the beginning again when what you thought was going to work clearly didn't because you're back here with me again? So let's try it my way. Let's do it differently this time.
Yeah.
And oh man, like I get some nasty grams. I get hate mail. I get people like, if you cuss anymore, I'm going to have to leave. And I'm like, leave, go ahead and leave. If I offend you, sorry. But if you stick with me, I 100% promise you, I'll get you results. Mm-hmm. Might not like what I have to say, might hurt your feelings, but it's what you need to hear.
Yep.
And that part of it is, to me, that's where I have to start. Like I have to begin there and forget about what carbohydrates, fat, and protein are. Who cares? Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what's really keeping you from your goals and what's keeping you from making a different choice. And that's a very different training program.
So Well, and I mean, and that just sums it up so clearly. I mean, it's like it doesn't really matter if, like, okay, maybe this person is doing too much aerobics or whatever. That's not it. It's the whole, you know, mindset and what's keeping you in this place versus the place where you want to be.
Yep.
I love that. All right. What tips would you give us to help free our time and reclaim our energy?
Ooh, I will tell you, what seems like the biggest pain in the ass in the world and takes time to get started is probably my number one trick. You have to build routines. You have to sit down with a piece of paper and a good old fashioned calendar. Forget about all the digital Google calendars that you can set reminders and stuff, but setting down with a good old fashioned paper calendar and looking at your time and saying, okay, I need to get up every day at this hour. I need to eat breakfast. I need to have a snack. I need to have lunch. And you're going to lay out what your perfect day is. And each one of those things has a routine that goes with it. At nighttime before I go to bed, there's routines we all have. We take our contacts out. We brush our teeth. We wash our face. We do all those things. Mm-hmm. So why not have a written plan? How do you want your life to look? How do you want things to happen? How is your life supposed to be? And people go, oh my God, you mean I need to write down how I need to brush my teeth? I'm like, just write down what your life is going to look like. So behind me, if you can see in my video, there's a white binder sitting right there behind my favorite book, by the way, which is The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck.
Yeah.
That's my favorite book. And that binder sitting behind it back there is what I call my vivid vision. And my vivid vision, if you follow Hal Elrod by any chance, who's the Miracle Morning guy, Hal talks about having this vivid vision along with your miracle, your morning. And that vivid vision says, what's my life look like? Where does it go? And what is it going to look like? I can read that binder, which by the way, is about a 60 page typed binder of material. That's a constantly living document. And it says, this is what my life looks like when I get up. This is what I eat. This is what I do. This is what the clothes look like. This is what my office looks like. This is how my house smells. These are who my friends are. This is what I drive. All the things in my life is planned out.
Yep.
And when you take the time, you simply take the time to plan and build those routines. Seems like a big pain in the ass in the beginning and a waste of energy. You're like, why am I spending so much energy? But today, Leanne, my life is moving in the direction that that book says. It's going in the same direction. It follows the path because my brain works constantly to live that story. And it constantly makes decisions based off of what that plan is.
So, right. I was going to say, and you don't have to think about it because you already took time to think about it.
I already put the effort into it. So simple things like going to the grocery store. It's one of the biggest pains for people, like, oh, I got to go to the grocery store and I have to spend hours and all these things. Last weekend, so I live in the middle of Washington, D.C. I'm very fortunate to live on top of a grocery store, but I don't even shop there. I go to two grocery stores two blocks away from me, and I walked to the Trader Joe's. And this is how routine my life is. I have an app on my phone that has my grocery lists, and it has a Trader Joe's list. And on that Trader Joe's list, there's every single thing I've ever bought from Trader Joe's, everything. And every week when I go to get ready for the grocery store, I walk into the kitchen, I open my refrigerator and my pantry, and I go, I need this, 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 and then this. It's already in that checklist. I know exactly where it is. Mm-hmm. And then when I walk into Trader Joe's, I literally walk the aisles and go, I need this, this, I need two of those and four of those and three of these and one of those. And out we go. Last weekend, we spent 8.5 minutes from the door to door at Trader Joe's. I spent $68. And here's the kicker. It's the same thing every single week. It's the same thing every single week. It's 8 to 10 minutes and it's $60 to $70 in that range from Trader Joe's. We joke about it because we're so routine, but every single Saturday before we go to the grocery store, our cabinet and our refrigerator looks like a homeless place. It looks like we've never bought food before. Mm-hmm. We go there and we go to the Whole Foods and we come home. We've spent the exact same amount of money every single week. We spent the exact same amount of time every week and our refrigerator is full, ready to go for our meal prep on the next day. Mm-hmm. So when people tell me they don't have time to cook or they don't have time to go to the grocery store, I'm like, it's because you haven't built the routines and the schedule to do it. Take the time today to build those basic routines so that tomorrow you got plenty of time. There's no excuses. There's no excuses in any of that. And see, that's where I go back to that same thing with that tracking. If you ask me, I'll show you my list. Or you want to see my Trader Joe's list? I'll show you my Trader Joe's list. I do it every week, so you can too. It's not that difficult.
Got it. I love that. All right. I got a couple of questions for you.
Uh-oh.
What was your favorite book as a child?
Oh, well, so I'm going to tell myself. I probably have the most education of anybody you've ever met. I've gone to school and grad school and vet school, and I have lots of education, and I never read a book from beginning to end the entire time. Like, I didn't read until I became like an older adult and started personal development reading. And interestingly, the only book I ever read as a child was a book that my aunt gave me that was about, I don't even remember the gist of the story. It was just about animal, like some animals. And the story was about their relationship as animals. And it was written, custom written for us with my name and my brother's name and a couple of my friends and cousins' names. And all right. The names were backwards. So my name was Nosage and I was a little monkey in the book. And so that's the only book I ever read as a child. It was so crazy.
Oh my God. I love that though. That's a little monkey. That's so funny.
It was. I don't even remember the name of the book.
That's great. All right. You're about to fight in a boxing title match. You're entering the ring.
Yep.
What song is playing?
I have to be honest, this one's an easy one for me. When I speak on stages and I'm asked to speak for places, they always want to know like a walk-on song kind of thing. And I had my major life transformation happened when this song came out. And it was one of the songs that I listened to every single day, over and over and over, repeat on my iPod when I was running or working out. Mm-hmm. And it's your listeners are gonna laugh because this is a crazy one. But it's Britney Spears' Work Bitch. And, you know, she says in the song, you know, if you want, you know, you want this lifestyle, if you want all these things in your life, then you have to work. Mm-hmm. And it just really resonated with me that, you know, no matter what you want in life, you got to work at it. You got to get up every day and just work. So I use it as my walk-on song. They hate it because she uses that language in it, but it is my favorite song and I love Britney. I'll admit it.
I love it. I love it. That's great. So I think you have a gift for the audience.
I do. So, you know, I personally believe that health and wellness, as a society, we don't learn about health and wellness at any age in our life. We go through classes in school, but we're never really taught what's important in health and wellness. And I don't believe that that should be costly for people to learn on how to be healthy. And of course, you know, joining a gym right now is not necessarily something people can do because of COVID. So people are staying away from those things. And also, there's so much misinformation in the world out there that people are just consuming and wanting and taking in. And so a couple of years ago, I decided to put together all of my basic training parts. You know, again, none of it is rocket science. It's all just good sound information. And I put together a 30-day transformation program where it covers all the basics and foundation of nutrition, the basics and foundations in fitness, and also goes really deep into the changing of the mindset around all of these, a lot of what we've just talked about. Mm-hmm. But it's a 30-day video series that people can have access to. And I packaged it together for your viewers to have that 30-day session completely free. And through that session, they'll be able to, they'll get some videos from me. They might want to, they might not like me after they watch them, but they'll have 30 days to work in that program and absorb as much of the information that I can possibly feed them over 30 days. And through that, there'll also be some other little opportunities that they can take advantage of. I give them ideas about nutrition supplements, and I give them ideas about workouts that they can do, and give them free access to my own virtual gym so they can come take a free class with me. And just any way I can do to get people to change their ideas and mindset about their physical health and wellness. And it shouldn't cost them any money or be expensive for people to do that. So I love the idea of offering that to your viewers and listeners and having them come join me for 30 days to see if we can change their life.
That's great. I love that. And yeah, there's going to be a link either like below or somewhere around this video. So you'll have really easy access to it. Yep. That's so generous. I love that, Jason. Thanks.
You're totally welcome.
So now, before we finish up, do you have any last thoughts for the audience?
Let's see. Well, I have to say, one of my other favorite quotes in the world, and I live by good quotes, and it really keeps my mental game on if I just keep on thinking about what words of wisdom came from people that I look up to you and or look up to. And one of my favorite quotes is, in your listeners and viewers might want to write this down. I'll repeat it because it's a little long and a little bit kind of in your face. But it says, don't complain about the results that you didn't get for the work that you didn't do. Don't complain about the results that you didn't get for the work that you didn't do. And, you know, in my own personal journey, it's very easy for us to say, well, I'm working really hard at this. I'm doing the work every day. I'm getting up and I'm going to the gym and I'm eating healthier and I'm doing these things. And why are the results not happening to me? And, you know, when I look back over that journey of having this 3 months that I worked with my coach that I got lost 3 pounds, mm-hmm. I went back and looked at what I had done. And what was happening was I was doing it. But I would do it. And then like the third day, I'd be like, oh, I'm just going to have pizza for dinner. It's not that deal. I deserve it. I've worked really hard for 3 days. Mm-hmm. And then all the weekend, my friend's in town. So I'm going to go have a drink with my friends. And you kid yourself mm-hmm. that you're actually making changes, that you're actually doing it. And I complained. I was so horribly ugly to my friend at the end of those 90 days because I didn't work it. I didn't do the work. I thought I did, but we really, really have to stop and be honest with ourselves about what we're doing, what we're putting in our body and the effort that we're putting out there. And if you can honestly say, you know, I don't profess to be the best person in the world and have, you know, the healthiest lifestyle and be the example of what our life should be like. But if you look at someone, if you decide you want a lifestyle of someone who's like that, like, you know, I'm up at 4:30 every morning and I spend almost 2 hours working on my own personal development, living my story, talking about positive affirmations, reading and journaling and listening to positive messages.
Right.
And I get to work and I go and I help people every day. Like this, like I do this every single day with people and I eat my food and I go to the gym and I live this life. And I finish my day about 8 o'clock every night. And so from 4:30 to 8, I'm busy. And at 8 o'clock I eat dinner. I finish my night and I start journaling in my journal about how my day went. And I have one major piece in my journal that it's a 3 things that I can do tomorrow to be better than I was today. What are 3 things I can do tomorrow to either fix something I did wrong today or apologize to someone for something I said or reach out to someone I haven't heard from? And right. It just puts me in a different mindset when I go to bed. And if I can just tell people, if you think you're working and you think, I want that lifestyle. I want to be and live and dream and speak and talk and feel like that guy does. That's what I get all the time. People say, I want to look like you or I want to talk like you. Then you have to do the work. Mm-hmm. You have to be willing to get up every day and do the work and stop telling yourselves that you deserve a break or you deserve a dessert or you deserve a weekend. I don't deserve anything. I work for it and I enjoy my life. And I love my life, but it's only because I work so hard every day to build the life worth living.
Got it.
Stop complaining about it and get to work.
I love that. You know what, Jason, thank you so much. I have so enjoyed talking with you. You've like such great words of wisdom.
Thank you.
I think people are going to need to listen to this interview a couple of times to make sure they get it all, but that's
really I probably need to go back and listen to my own interviews. I think I need to hear my own voice sometimes. Yeah.
So, anyway, I have so enjoyed it. I really appreciate you being here.
Well, thank you for having me. It's great connecting with you and sharing with your audience. And of course, if there's anything I can ever do for you and your audience, I'm always here. I'm ready to help. So check out that link on here on your site and let me know what I can do to help. But I appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. Love that. An audience, I want you guys to make sure you check your email tomorrow. You're going to get an email from me with another couple of really great Ace Your Space interviews. So until then, I will see you later. Bye-bye.